Blog Talk Radio.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. We're waiting for our friend Bill in Indiana to call in. I'm coming at you from California still. I'm Linda Silva. I'm here in Austin now, so it was going to be a pretty day, but we must have 15 to 20 demonic psychos up in the air spraying chemtrail poison all over us. It's just disgusting. So no wonder my back hurts. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. I was listening to Mark read the letter from President Donald Trump to the witch Pelosi. So we will take that up in a second, try to get Bill and see if we sound okay. Welcome, sir. What's going on?
Oh, you're breaking up.
Okay. How about now?
Now sound pretty good.
Okay. It could be this microphone. I don't know. So
it must have been because you're not breaking up now.
Yep, you're
fine. Oh, wow. I was watching that stuff today, and I'll tell you. I just can't believe it. We have went to how many different things now have they changed this to? We're going to impeach him for this, then this, then this, then this. They keep changing the name of it. Why? Because they got nothing. They have no concrete evidence. They have no – everything they got is lax facts and is all supposition and opinions. And
right.
Those mean nothing. Those mean nothing.
Did you read that letter to the evil witch?
Well, he's not – he's a whole – I'll say this. Donald Trump is a whole lot nicer than me because I would have started my letter out, "Dear Mother of Immorality."
I'd have been worse than that, as you can probably figure out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, I noticed this. I'm seeing a whole lot of peed-off Americans.
Yep.
They are getting sick and tired of this. I'm looking at some percentages today, and I noticed that 6 months ago, the percentages of Democrats that were for impeachment was 13% higher than it is right now. And overall support of Trump from the Democrat side has risen like 28 points. And you're like, what the heck is going on here? And so I'm saying they are pushing everything because they know they got the Barr thing coming out, and they got the Durham thing coming out, and they got the Giuliani thing coming out, and many other things. And they're about to get hit by the Supreme Court for falsifying evidence to obtain a warrant. Or not the Supreme Court, to feed the court. So they're getting it from every side. It just keeps caving on them, and they just keep digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, you know, and the reason is because you were right in the beginning, Bill, on this thing, because they start over. This is exactly why this is happening. And when they figured out that he was serious about running and he came down the escalator, that's when it started hitting the fan. And all that stuff was going on in the Ukraine just about the same time with Chalupa, with the Bidens, with everything else, and the Soros connection.
Yeah, I was on the Breitbart page reading the comments of these people. One of them saying 12,000 Ukrainians died and all this. And I'm like, you better check your facts. Those 12,000 Ukrainians died when Obama was president.
There you go.
And the one who withheld aid from the Ukraine was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He sent them blankets. Oh, like blankets is going to stop the Russians.
Oh, and MREs. Yeah, I think Ted Cruz mentioned that to that idiot Chuck Dodd. I mean, it's these people cannot handle the truth. They can't. They don't want it out there. This is the fifth column of what we call when Mark wrote that book, what, a year and a half ago? Unfreedom. Oh my God, he nailed it, man. He nailed it.
We're seeing the great the media, the propaganda. We're seeing propaganda. You combine Tokyo Rose with what went on in Germany, and you might equal these Democrats. That's
yep.
They're using the media. They're using the media to push their propaganda. And there's so many facts. I guess if you're going to attempt to run for office, because you know he hasn't won crap yet. But let's see. If you're going to attempt to run for office, it's okay for you to launder millions of dollars from the taxpayers to foreign countries in the guise of aid. And my question would be, well, if you were doing that in the Ukraine, we should be checking every damn foreign country that's getting aid. And Haiti would stand with us on that, I guarantee you.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, look, we know the other thing about this letter, it's actually one of the best I've ever seen. And he's saying everything that we're thinking out here. And like I said on Facebook, I don't think the witch is going to read it because, well, she's too stupid, just like their 700-page idiotic boneheaded report, which is, you know, like
well,
I said, it's not as soft as Charmin. It's just toilet paper.
For us old country boys sitting here, we love Donald Trump for the very reason he's like us. Don't ask us the truth if you don't want to hear it because we're going to be brutally honest.
Yep. And you know what? He has every right to do that. That letter is going to go down in history. And you know what? When 100 years from now, no one's going to remember that damn stupid, ugly face, Pelosi, with her Botox. Her name's not even going to be a footnote. Neither is Hillary.
100 years from now, if there is anything, but 100 years from now, they'll be looking at history and saying, the Democrats were the ones who destroyed the planet by taking out Donald Trump. But then again, if Trump doesn't get taken down, it'll be Donald Trump saves the world.
I agree. You know what? Like I said last week, Bill O'Reilly nailed it, and I'm praying that his word, you know, go to God's ears, because he said, we take the House back, we get him reelected, and we're going to put those ash little bastards back, under the rocks for 100 years.
Every one of these Democrats and all the people they presented, should everyone be charged with conspiring to commit sedition and treason?
Yep. Even the news, even the media.
You know,
I agree.
They sure as heck pushed the laws on the little guys like us, but somehow these Democrats, and it's not just them, but all of these elected officials, think they're exempt from being prosecuted or being taken to the shed.
They have been. They have been for many, many years, and it's time for us to stop that crap.
Well, here's my take on it. You know, just like the stuff, because I was, when I first came on, I was waiting for you to call in. This stuff that's going on, I everything that Donald has to deal with, I mean, I wish I could. I need to write him another letter on the official White House page to find out that what they were doing today with the chemtrails was absolutely heinous.
You know, and you know what I call, Linda, what I'm appalled about in all of this. We've heard about Biden. We've heard about Kerry. We've heard about Pelosi's son. We've heard about Schiff, Obama, and Hillary Clinton. But the one thing the media is never mentioning, George Soros was getting money laundered through Ukraine and then taking that money and funneling it back to his organizations, in anti-American organizations here.
I know. I would exile
Britain,
all of them.
Britain. They're going to be looking into Soros. Hungary's got, Russia. Soros is running out of places to hide, and the United States should be the next place he gets the hell out of.
I agree. You know,
and
like
you take all these organizations that he's funded, that they push the hate. They push the hate, but they keep claiming the other side. Oh, it's the violence. It's the other side. Bull crap. The most hateful, violent people out there are on the left. They're supporting the left. And most of them don't even know what the hell they're doing. They're just doing it because they're going along with the crowd, because they've been indoctrinated into the colleges and stuff. They don't teach anymore. You're not going to get no Isaac Asimovs or anybody like that out of today's education system. We've already seen all these Harvard graduates can't figure out what the word illegal means. Or
that's for sure.
Shall not infringe means.
I know. I get it.
And then we got these scientists pushing this climate crap. Scientists, my rear end. These people could not stand the scrutiny of being questioned by real scientists because I couldn't have no answers.
That's true. No, I look, I've been around the real guys. I've got two of Dr. Singer's books. I stood with him. I was walking with him to the parking lot after his seminar that I got to attend. And it was televised on our local channel 9 here. It was out of one of the colleges, and that was before John Coleman suddenly mysteriously died. And John Coleman was there that evening. Yeah.
Linda, you know, I don't claim to be no witchy scientist or nothing, but I have never lost a debate on climate with one of these people.
Well,
if I can make them look like fools in a debate, I'd hate to think what someone like Mitsu Kahu could do to them. You know,
yeah,
it would
or
be ridiculous.
Or Lord Monckton, Dr. Singer, all of
or
them.
Lord
I mean,
Monckton.
These guys. Yes, I was in a meeting with him as well. I got to shake his hand, and I actually told him, I said, all of my people in the Patriot family are so jealous right now because they'd love to be standing here. I mean. And I got to hear his lecture. He was brilliant. He's funny. He's right on. He gets it. He went back to the Middle Ages and showed the graph. You know, there was no SUVs or any other kind of stuff going on back then, you know. And every single time, and you're right. I mean, this has been proven over and over and over again. The first place,
you know how that is, Linda, and we have seen it so much from the left today. The old model. Keep pushing a lie until it's accepted as truth. And we're seeing that with the impeachment crap. We're seeing it with the global warming crap.
I know.
We're seeing it. The UN has the audacity to tell us that whether we like it or not, we're going to pay for climate change.
No, we're not. I'll tell you why, Bill. I've been posting.
I
know.
Let them pay the money they owe for rent.
Listen, I know. I've been posting about CPAC stuff on that COP25, wherever they just had their garbage and that Greta Broad, you know. But you know what? They're losing the debate. They have been literally just losing every single thing. They have nothing. That people are ignoring them.
I saw Greta. And she was being asked questions, and she had to keep deferring to other people.
Of course.
Which tells me this young lady has no answers. And I don't hold nothing against her because she's only got what she's been indoctrinated to believe and do and say. That's not her. That's whoever did that. That's the evil people. But it's not just that. It's not just here's Greta. Takes a picture on the train, huddled down on the floor in the car, and comes to find out she's actually riding first class, eating
it's
good,
garbage.
And all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So see, it just adds more fuel to the fire that the world is standing up, and the Democrats and their globalist puppeteers cannot handle the Trump effect. Not only in the United States is it overwhelming them here, but it's happening. They're seeing the results in Britain. They're seeing the people in the streets of France demanding the same thing. They're seeing the people in Hong Kong. They're seeing some people in South America. They're seeing it popping up all over. And they're seeing, you want to see how socialism works? Look at Canada.
Yep.
Trudeau took over. They had $1 billion surplus. Now they got, I don't know how many billion-dollar deficit.
Yep. It's getting ugly.
Lost 71,000 jobs last month. That's socialism does for you. Share the poverty.
Oh, yeah. No, it's never worked. It's never going to. That's why we're so far against it. Except for the idiots that have been brainwashed already. So we got to fight back hard. We cannot let any of this stand, or we will be in a truly post-constitutional America. And we already are with what they're doing with these SOBs and then that idiot Upchuck Schumer. Well, I got news for you, Chucky. The Senate doesn't get to pick the witnesses, you stupid SOB.
You know, You know,
but they sure think they do.
The thing is,
oh, I know.
We are fighting, trying to preserve.
They sure think they can pick the witness, and they sure can tell you who can speak and who can't. And
here we are. We're fighting. Us three here. We're just no country boys. I'm a guy that made his business in metal fabrications and corporate troubleshooting. Jerry's mechanical and everything. Chad was doing yard work and stuff, designing stuff. I mean, but every one of us, we saw a dream in growing up. Each one of us sitting here owns our property.
Yep.
Each one of us sitting here has, we're comfortable. We may not be super wealthy, but we are comfortable. But it's because we live in a country that let us work to get to where we're at.
We are wealthy.
And if you go under socialism, you're going to work your butts off, but you're only going to get what they allow you to have.
Yeah, and you don't own anything either. I mean, they've already done it in so many ways already because of the progressive SOBs and the bankruptcy and all the rest of it. And the deep state, you know, it's... Yeah, so many bad things have happened. I know that right now Jefferson would be just gathering nooses and building gallows for these people. Absolutely.
Well, we got a few inches of snow right now. It's not too bad, though. You know, we're Indiana. We kind of see this every year. Some people panic. You can tell who's not from Indiana. That would be the person off in the ditches. Because we ain't got enough to slow nobody down.
Right.
I can tell you that.
So what's your temperature right now?
We were right at 29 degrees.
29 degrees.
Wow. Is it heavy snow or light snow?
We had light snow. Now we're steady. There ain't no snow right now.
It melted off today.
Yeah, a lot of it melted off today, but then it snowed some more. But it's... If we're not getting over a foot and a half, we're not worried.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and just a few years ago, we had 34 inches at one time, and that didn't stop us. I mean, my buddy Jerry's sitting here. He's got a tractor with a blade. He's come up and graded our drives and shit. So, you know, we get out. We got four-wheel drives. You know, we're used to this. We are used to this. So,
I got your Christmas card. Thank you so much.
We kind of get to laughing at this whole global warming thing because we're older, Jerry and I are, and all our lives we've been around farms. And has weather really changed the pattern?
No, it's a cycle.
I mean, some years you're
it's getting more snow some years.
Yeah, but it's back and forth. It's never the same. And that's the thing. How they're telling me it's global warming when your oceans are rising? Well, I could tell you how to prove that they're full of crap there because your ice caps are melting. That's not going to cause your oceans to rise. But not only that, it's been proven so faked out. But we're not. If we're older people, we have seen these weather patterns we've been going through the last 20 years before.
Yep.
Yeah. You know. And around here, we see it. We got a local news. It's a liberal crap. And the paper, if you get a flood, it's, worst flood, and it ain't even close.
I know.
If you get so many inches of snow in a day, most snow ever, not even close. See,
they keep lying. I know.
We've been keeping records around here for 100 years or more. So it's easy to go back and fact check and see that these people spoil crap.
Right. A week? Go ahead.
There's times at Christmas it's too cold to be outside, and there's times at Christmas I've been outside when I was a kid riding a mini bike I just got for Christmas.
Cool.
The weather just changes like it. We needed to do that because it actually helps with the tilling and stuff and the farming. It helps with the soils and the stuff. When it does
exactly.
This.
Well, you see, I
and
posted.
We always hope for a cold winter because if we have a cold winter, there won't be as many bugs next year.
And the other thing, you know, here's the thing: there's a solar aspect. There's gravity. There's an ecosystem that God put in place, and there's nothing wrong with it, and nothing bad's going to happen. These people are such idiots. And, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago or something, when they had another volcano, a big volcano eruption somewhere, and that wiped out,
yeah,
what, 100 years of their crap with the cars, you know. I mean, and the other part.
Linda, that one that the other day, actually, there was one about 2 years ago that belched. Just two big puffs, boom, boom. Those two puffs was more than mankind has done since mankind's been here.
I know. So they're so full of it. But here's the other part of it. You know, they keep pushing this lie. This is a huge lie. I go up against these libtards all the time on this subject. I shut them down, too. And all of the people that are currently posting that are actual scientists on Facebook, et cetera, are saying, look what happens when you have carbon dioxide, which is what we exhale, and the fact that it's like 0.04 percentage of the actual atmosphere. The most greenhouse gases that are in the atmosphere is water or water vapor, and these people lie through their teeth. They always make sure that their dumbass constituents confuse CO2 with carbon monoxide, which is a poison. They're too stupid to know the difference. They failed fourth grade science, and the guy says,
you know.
And the other thing is, we actually want more CO2 because then we're healthier.
Oh, we got to have clean energy. Well, clean energy involves that one element you were talking about, part of it, because clean energy involves the H2O.
Yep.
It is called, the dams, they are the cleanest energy out there. Water goes in, water comes out. You can't make a solar panel without trimming the excess off, and that excess is toxic waste. Solar panel goes bad, you got to replace it to get rid of it. That solar panel is toxic waste. Was it $350,000 to be burying these used out windmill things?
Horrible.
You know, they're big air generators. Yeah.
Right.
$350,000. Now, these things, whether they like it or not, take some kind of lubricants. And if it's made out of any kind of metal, it contains carbon.
Well, what about the hard plastic?
Like you said, somebody did not go to school or did not pay attention in class.
Nope.
I've heard these people, we got to stomp out carbon. I said, well, start with you.
They're so stupid, Jesus. It's beyond stupidity.
Like, you're crazy. And I'm like, don't you know that you're about 80% carbon? And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, look it up. I'm like, so start with you. It's like abortion. You know, if you really support abortion, volunteer to be aborted.
Yeah, I posted today. There was a lot of stuff talking about that this whole week on the internet.
Did you see the recent article about when the sperm hits the egg?
It
was put out by a bunch of scientists, but I believe I've been telling people this for the last 10 damn years, that it has to be alive to get there, and it has to be alive to grow. And if I take it out when it's fertilized and I examine it, I'm going to come back and tell you that it's a human. It is not going to be an aardvark. It will not be an ostrich. It will be a human. So it's a live human.
Because any cell that regenerates is alive.
Yeah.
Right?
And like Chad said, it's even proven that when that fertilization happens, there's a spark.
Yep.
The spark is your soul.
And Chad says the spark is your soul.
That's God at work,
you know,
right there. That's,
you know,
right.
The thing,
they're killing them.
I'm telling you, it's a good thing I'm not an Italian, because I have the Pope whacked.
A what?
I would have, if I was Italian, I'd probably have the Pope whacked.
Yeah, well, if you were a mobster, you don't have to be a mobster and be Italian at the same time, because my brother-in-law was Italian and he wasn't there.
I'd be throwing, do they have rotten olives? Throw them at that guy. That's what I'd be doing. This, some of the comments he comes out and makes, I don't know how the Catholic organizations put up with him and his ignorant comments. He has either lost his mind and is out of it, or he's the most evil spectacle that's ever been at the Catholic Church.
Yep, I think you got the second one is pretty dead on. Yeah, I
he's
this guy is
the guy that would hire Vladimir or Vlad Bespin to stop the Muslim horde and then have him assassinated for doing it.
It's pretty bad. You know, we've got when you're dealing with the stuff that's going on that we're dealing with the Piglosis and the Schumers and the rest of them, and that fat bloated pig, Jerry Nadler. I don't know. It's pretty nuts. I think I'm going to let this go to voicemail. Anyway,
you know,
I'm not sure.
Well, where were Nadler and Schiff today's hearing thing?
Well, if
you know,
I don't
time,
know.
Now this is the thing. Anytime one of them might be questioned, there's a fit thrown under oath.
Oh, I know.
Schiff's been caught in how many lies? Open lies.
Sully does.
He has even admitted he got bad info and put out the wrong words, blah, blah. And you got Comey backpedaling on what everything now. These people ain't backpedaling if they don't see something coming. Figure that
yep.
one. And I don't care if it is a Democrat that says they're going to vote against impeachment. You are a Democrat. And I am very extremely leery of that.
Yep.
And I'm leery because I've seen the crap in Kansas that went on where Democrats claim to be Republican. You know, I would have to look at the history of voting, where they've stood on major issues. I don't care who it is. I know there's been recently like 3-4 that have come out openly, you know, that they're not, at least I think it's like 7 now that have come out and said they will not vote for impeachment. Democrats that are in areas Trump won, of course. But I think they're going to see a bigger backlash than that because I've been paying attention to another statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Lexington, Kentucky, 27%, 30% of the people there were Democrats.
Ah.
And the next place he went to was in Florida. 23% of the people there were Democrats. And the next place he went to, 31% were Democrats. You know the size of crowds this man draws. If you're a Democrat, you're either madder in hell at the leaders of your party, or
yep.
you're gonna ride the sinking ship down.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, what we're seeing is just. It's unbelievable, but it's going to blow up in their faces, no matter what.
You can't tell people that think they are somehow above others. You know, the lady from Hawaii, when she said that nobody can understand Democrats because they're so smart. I took as the biggest insult in the world, because I'd love to get you in a lab somewhere, lady, and say do this or do that and see you try.
Yep, they're not smart. They're diabolical, and it's
people.
I don't know.
There's a whole lot of Americans out there that aren't even politically affiliated, but they went to the same colleges as these people went to. But apparently the only people that got it was these people. And I find that just ridiculous. I would put Thomas Sowell against any one of you Democrats.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Milton Friedman's not here anymore.
I would put Mizukaku against any one of you Democrats. I could just go on and on. These are people that are just so more brilliant than these idiot politicians. You see, a truly brilliant guy doesn't have to be a politician.
Well, yeah.
Was Edison,
unfortunately,
was Edison a politician?
Nope.
Oh, was Einstein?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Asimov? No.
Neither was Aristotle.
Yeah, neither was Homer. Plato.
Yep.
You know, and that brings me to the thing, too. Imagination is being stolen from our children. And they're being fed propaganda through their cartoon networks and stuff. And they're being fed crap here and there. They hear this, they hear that, blah, blah, blah. And I love the fact that where I'm at, I can always have are you still there?
Yes, yeah. I'm go ahead.
Well, my phone beeped and I didn't know what was happening. You know, we still have that. They're still singing Christian songs at Christmas. It's
yep.
Cool. We still got our nativity scene up. If you remember the fiasco last year where we were threatened.
Oh, God. You gotta fight it.
Chad says they started something because there's at least 8 of them around the town now.
Well, yeah.
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 You probably saw the picture posted. If you read down to there, hundreds and hundreds of people, and everybody is happy about it being there.
Yep.
But you know, that right there is another thing. Hate. You hate for people to be happy, because Christmas brings people together and makes people happy.
Yeah.
So to try to destroy Christmas or to downgrade Christmas because it makes people happy, that to me tells your psychological motivation. You're in your own misery, so you're trying to pass that misery around because that makes you feel good to give other people misery.
I don't care
who they are. If it's somebody and it's their religion to do something, I don't get in their way. I would never interfere in that. As long as they're not kneeling down to pray before we get in a knife fight or something. I don't know. I'm very big on trying to respect people. I have friends that are from India, and I got respect for them. I got friends that came here from South Vietnam, and I've got friends that I love traveling. And I got friends from the Philippines. I got friends from Korea. I don't have a problem making friends of any kind from anywhere. I got friends from actually in Africa, you know, just because I only see people as people. I look at their hearts and their characters and how they are. They respectful to other people and stuff when they talk and they act? Are they in here trying to intimidate or to belittle? You know, you weigh these things before you can make a decision on whether this is a person you want to be around or not.
There was an article about this by Dennis Prager, which I posted.
Linda, how many different kinds of dogs are there?
Hundreds.
Yeah, and I see people get them and love every one of them, you know, no matter what kind they are. And it's the same way you see them with cats, with whatever pets and stuff. You know, there's different of everything. There's no one thing, there ain't no other nothing. Looks just like this. That's it. Yeah. A raccoon and the marsupials and stuff. But, you know, you got critters, but they're all interrelated. But if you ain't got one creature that's all there is, there is no relation to this. This is just it by itself. There is not one.
No.
Well, so, you know, the article about the war on Christmas has been going on for about 20 years, and it's time stopped, and we have to fight against it. And the one that Dennis Prager wrote and I put on Facebook was wonderful, because he said the left not only wants to steal your joy, they're against it because this whole country was founded upon the Judeo-Christian faith and the Bible, and a lot of our laws come from there, and of course the old Magna Carta and the English common law.
And I'm not going to name them all. I probably couldn't remember them all. But in the last week and a half, I've had this, like, badges thing. And 33 news organizations have awarded me a badge for citizen journalist. And the sad thing is, I'm sorry to say, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what which article I wrote that they're talking about.
Oh, wow. Well,
but
anyway.
I'm honored. You know, I'm honored, but I really would like somebody to tell me which one was it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, no, you just, you go back to Marx, you go back to any of these evil people, go back in history. Anybody who wants to tear down the fabric of this nation, then they have to go after religion. They have to go after morality. They have to, you know. And
well,
when you look,
what you're seeing a repeat of Rome.
Well, exactly. But and
yeah.
You know, that's exactly what Jefferson told Adams. He says, yeah, we could have even saved the Roman Republic because they lost their virtue. And I posted that also. I said, yeah, if you know, you go back and you check out the writings and the quotes from the founders, whether it's Franklin, Jefferson, Adams, Washington, they all were very big on a very highly educated body politic, virtuous morality people, and that this republic would not work for to suit any other type of people. And they all were adamant about that. And that's exactly the truth. It is the truth, Bill, and people – just the, like said, they can't handle the truth.
I've got a book that was written in 1761. No, it was written like 10-11 years before, you know, we signed the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And it was about trying to found a country on Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a book that had been passed around by all of our founders there at the time. They were passing this book around.
I'm sure they did. They all
read
a lot of the same thing.
Book, if you read this book, it will amaze you because a lot of our Constitution and things you see, when you read this book, you'll see where they got it.
Oh, sure. Did you guys watch Dershowitz? I think it was last week. It wasn't this because Hannity. Wasn't he fabulous? Oh my God! I mean,
well, I said there. I've been saying I didn't see a Democrat since John F. Kennedy that I liked and would have supported. But I stand corrected because I would support that guy because that's about the most honest man I see on TV.
He is, yeah. Well, he calls himself a libertarian, which I believe he is, a classic liberal. Back in the old, you know. Liberty, liberal, Greek, is it Greek? I think. Anyway, you know, this man knows that Constitution up one side and down the other. I have a great deal of respect for him sticking
liberal,
by those things.
Liberal is Latin.
Oh, it's Latin? Okay. But you know what I'm saying. Libra, that means free, liberty, freedom.
I am Libra.
So,
you know, we've had a pretty decent week. Deal with China?
Sure. You know, I think here's what my prediction is, these guys, and I'm just praying that this happens, when he wins and they have soaked up every crying towel from here to kingdom come, that we can put these people in their places. We're going to have to keep fighting them, but I think we're going to be able to expose the media and they, and I hope to God when Durham gets going, these people go to jail. Especially that damn Comey. Oh, my God. What an arrogant piece of work he is. Can't stand him.
Well, I think, you know, it's pretty obvious from the other night that he really blew it.
He's
and
a
who
idiot.
Did Hannity? Well, Hannity just did something today.
Yeah, because I didn't hear Hannity today. Yeah,
It's all over the net about it, so I'd have to check into what it was, who he was interviewing. But you know, when it's all said and done, I'm not sure who they're trying to protect. It isn't Joe Biden.
They're
Why would they protect Biden?
They're trying
why
to protect
would they
Barry.
Protect Biden? See, that's what I'm saying. It can't be Biden because why would they protect Biden of all people?
Protecting
and Joe, somebody put him in a home. My gosh. And they laughed at George Bush. George W. Bush. That just goes in my mind.
Yeah,
they laughed
at
George Bush for some of the mistakes and the way he said things.
Yeah, it's Biden, but nothing. Yeah.
Go home.
Biden's a
retard.
Go home.
It's embarrassing. Go home and hire a lawyer.
You know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter who goes to. I think that the Beast is going to jump in. That's what my prediction. She's going to be 0 for 3. 0 for 3, guys. Be done.
Well,
I don't think she will.
No, I do. Because remember what I told you, Linda? The great harlot has fallen, but she hasn't fallen all the way yet.
I think the rest of that fallen is going to be in the jail. I don't think she's going to be stupid enough to try to run again. I mean,
she's friggin' it. She's just.
But what if she does try to run again? Trump defeats her.
Yeah.
And then she's caught up in the investigations of all this money laundering and stuff.
Yep. 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 So then it'll
that's fallen, bud.
Yep. I'm with
you. You know. And Nancy Pelosi.
Oh my God! You know what?
I'll give you credit. I'll give you credit, Nancy. There is one person you are smarter than, and that's Maxine Waters.
Oh my God, honey! Everybody's smarter than Maxine Waters. Jesus, that thing. Anyway, you know what? My problem with these people is they don't care that what they're doing is going to land them in eternity to hell. I guess they think it's worth it. I don't know. I don't get it. It's so foreign to me. It's so hard for me to grasp. It's, you know, it just boggles the mind.
There's a lot of shenanigans goes on with the voting and stuff. There needs to be a better way. I mean,
I know
that these voting machines that's being used by a lot of states can be hacked in like less than 2 minutes. And, you know, that's the whole thing. Somebody
we don't
said,
use
well,
them.
It's a safe computer. Someone said, it's a safe computer and stuff. And I'm like, man, if you knew anything about computers at all, you'd know this. There's no such thing as a safe computer.
Yep. So, well, here's the thing. That's why people don't use the ones. I've been a poll worker so many times, they never use them. Even in California, they don't trust them. So they use their paper ballots every time. Even the people who are, you know, they
well,
go to the thing and help them.
That's me. I go to the paper ballot.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
I have not been a person that always voted straight ticket. I'm a person that, like I said, I'm a true independent, truthfully. I vote for the best person for the job, regardless of party, in my eyes. And
yep. They're going to cut us off.
I haven't found a Democrat in the last, until Alan Dershowitz, that I would vote for.
Yeah. So, anyway, next week is Christmas Eve.
He shows me something the entire rest of the elite of the Democrats lack.
A minute and a half.
Integrity.
Yep, integrity. I was going to say that. Yeah.
It's integrity and it's honor.
I only got 90 seconds, and guys, I'll be here
God
next week.
God bless.
I won't be on the air.
Everyone, just keep watching. Do what?
I'm not going to be here next week because I'll be at my sister's. We always do stuff at around the same time on Christmas Eve. So we're going to take a break.
That's fine.
Merry Christmas, guys. Love you. Thank you so much for everything. All right. God bless. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next time. About 2 weeks from now. Merry Christmas.